بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث نريت لعبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكتب: أكثر خطايا ابن آدم في لسانه. Most of the offenses that Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, will commit. Most of his sins, most of his crimes, most of his mistakes will be because of the tongue. Most of the mistakes. In other words, most of the offenses that we are going to be held accountable for in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to be the offenses of the tongue, the utterances of our tongue. Why is that? Because very often we find that we say things and we feel nothing about it. Or we utter something and we think there was nothing really wrong with it. So we don't seek forgiveness for it and we don't make tawbah for it, number one. Whereas it could have been something serious in the court of Allah. Number two, shaitan, if you find the person is religious, mashallah, the person prays his salah, the person is punctual in all his acts of worship. So this person, shaitan, won't take him to the dens of zina and the dens of music. And it's very difficult to take that person in those type of environment. So what does the shaitan get him involved in? Get him involved in misuse of it. Shaitan doesn't leave him. Don't feel that I am, because of my level of piety or spirituality, or because of my attachment to acts of worship, shaitan's going to leave me alone. He never leaves anyone alone. He will never leave you alone. So that's why the tongue and the utterances of the tongue is so serious. That no one is safeguarded, regardless of how religious you may be or how pious you may be. No one is regarded from the misuse of the tongue. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you speak, speak what is good, otherwise remain silent. May Allah grant us understanding.